Hello and welcome to the Earth Trust podcast. My name is Verity Warne, Head of Communications at Earth Trust. At the end of November, we find National Tree Week, the UK's largest annual tree celebration, which marks the start of the winter tree planting season. So we thought it would be a great time to talk to our senior ranger, Tim Reed, about all things trees and how we manage woodlands at Earth Trust. In this, the second part of our two-part interview, I asked him to share what's happening in our woodlands right now.
This is the best bit. Over the summer, we don't do a huge amount in the woodlands. We cut back sort of grassy areas. We manage a lot of the real key parts of the woodland are the meadows and the ponds and the open spaces that actually aren't the collections of trees, but that sort of idea of edge habitats meeting each other. In the winter, we're getting into all the good stuff. We're breaking out the chainsaws. We're going in and we're cutting and clearing. And that, if I sound a bit too excited about that, that might be a problem.
Your eyes
light up. One of the questions I'm asked almost every year is why are you cutting trees down? And it is that idea of renewal and regeneration. And it's really important. Trees and woodlands left unmanaged grow to maturity, get very dark underneath because there's lots of shade being cast, and then you lose that next generation of tree seedlings coming through. You lose the interest in ground flora and you start to get dominated by rougher, coarser grasses, rank conditions. And it's that in itself is not a bad thing necessarily for parts of the wood. And that's why when you look at a site like a wood like Little Whitnam Wood, we have areas that we leave entirely alone. And when a tree falls over, great, that opens up a clearing, but we leave it completely alone. And then we have other areas that we manage quite actively. A key thing that you'll see walking through Little Whitnam Wood is that we cut what we call scallops off of either side of the main footpaths. And they are like sort of lay-by shaped sections. And we cut those on a rotation. So we're cutting them every 7 to 10 years. And that means that the growth alongside the paths is always between sort of ground level and 15 to 20 foot high, which means lots and lots of light can come down onto the paths, which means we get the flushes of violets and in places primroses in the spring. They're really good for butterflies. A variety of insects rely on that light. Dragonflies, particularly around our ponds, we have some really good populations of dragonflies. So, and that rotational cutting also provides out all of our stakes and binders for our hedge laying around the farm.
Oh, great.
So all of that young timber that's mostly from hazel gets used across the farm in when we get into hedge laying, sort of rejuvenating old mature hedges and giving them a fresh lease of life by, again, sort of partially cutting them down and encouraging that regrowth and regen. And those areas, those scallops, these ride side sections, once we cut them, you get a real flush of low level growth in that first year, which might be violets and things like that, but it may also be brambles, which is a fantastic late food source for birds, a late nectar flower, late summer flowers for nectar at that time of year when a lot of other flowers have died off. But then the trees start to come back through. We plant if we have to you know, add to the number of growth we're getting if we don't think we're getting enough naturally. And then as they go through the stages of growing for 7 to 10 years, they get to a good size for bird nesting. They get to a good size for that sort of small mammal kind of nesting opportunities for things like wood mice and whatever else. And then we come through and we clear them again.
So that's all going on right now.
That's all just getting started. Yep. We're breaking out the soils. We're gonna be thinning on top of Round Hill this year.
Yeah.
So once all the leaves have come off the trees, we'll be in there with chainsaws. And again, that's to take out some of those trees that are struggling with competing with the ones around, give the remaining ones a bit more space. And we will also be planting the next generation of trees underneath that. We've got some hornbeam going in there as part of the Queen's Green Canopy project. So, it's all kicking off, really. It's my favourite time of year, getting back into the woods.
I wondered if there's anything that people can do at home to either help look after trees themselves or support better tree care.
So yeah, as we come into this time of year, if you've got a log burning stove at home or a fire, that sort of thing, one of the really key things you can do is look at where that's coming from and how it's being prepared. You know, some some timber available, it might be imported. And there's plenty of firewood businesses that work with organizations like ourselves. You know, we're doing conservation management work, and that some of that timber goes into local firewood providers. And if you can source your fuel more locally, it's doing fewer miles. So in terms of a carbon offset, you know, that's something really important that you can do. Getting involved in planting tree projects, whether that's community projects, the Woodland Trust are very good at supporting community tree projects and can provide seeds and saplings. And we here can offer some advice potentially if there's questions about the best place or process or advice along those lines. That can be something that we can help with. Trees in gardens, I mean, if you've got the space, crack a tree and go for it. I think it's a fantastic thing to do. And it's important to note, I suppose, if you are thinking you'd like to plant a tree in your garden, do some research, look into what there is, because not everything needs to be a huge oak or beech or anything else. You can look for smaller things. Talking about hazel and as a coppice product, and something which we coppice, which is to cut down and allow to reshoot every year. You know, a hazel tree in the garden, it provides nuts. It has it provides sources of nectar in the spring. And you can coppice it and rotate it. So if it gets too big, cut it down to ground, keep that wood for your stove, let it grow back again. It's a fantastic nesting opportunity. You know, it doesn't need to be a big tree that's going to overshadow the garden or do anything else. Any sort of scrub, all of these things, they're all storing carbon. They're all, you know, helping to sort of retain water in the soil and all this sort of good stuff. So yeah, by all means, plant more trees.
I'm Verity Warren, and you've been listening to the Earth Trust podcast. Thanks to Tim Reed, our senior ranger, for sharing his enthusiasm for trees and woodlands with us today.